Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The death toll from wildfires in Hawaii has hit triple digits. Governor Josh Green said at least 101 people have been killed. Only a handful of those known dead have been identified, with investigators gathering DNA profiles of more than a dozen people. Green added that over 1,000 first responders from around the world are helping out. Estimates show the economic cost of Maui from the wildfires could approach $7 billion. North Korea is confirming publicly for the first time that American soldier Travis King crossed into their country. State-run media claimed that King admitted to entering illegally and expressed a willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or in a third country. The report also said King confessed to harboring ill feelings against inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the United States Army. U.S. official says the alleged comment could not be verified. While in South Korea last month, King sprinted into North Korea while on tour of the demilitarized zone. Kyiv's deputy defense minister says Ukrainian forces have recaptured the village of Yurozhane from Russian troops in the southeast and dug in on its outskirts. The village in the Donetsk region is part of a cluster of small rural settlements that Ukraine has declared liberated since early June, when it started a push against Russian troops who control areas of the south and east. A new survey shows saying hello to your neighbors is linked to a higher well-being. According to Gallup, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who do not say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher income tend to greet their neighbors more often. USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How you feel about the latest Trump indictment depends on whose side you're on.
Former President Trump's supporters aren't backing away after his latest indictment.
They're putting him on a spit, going after him unjustly. They're trying to divert away from the whole Biden debacle.
Yeah, he shouldn't be indicted. That's a fix.
But those who oppose Trump are happy to see more charges filed.
His supporters are a bunch of fools. It doesn't matter what they believe or not.
He has it coming, so just a matter of time.
Trump and several allies have been indicted in connection with allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The former president took to Truth Social, announcing a press conference next week where he plans to share an irrefutable report proving his innocence. I'm John Schaefer.
New research shows American adults are dealing with some kind of substance abuse.
In a new KFF tracking poll, 2 in 3 people say either they themselves or a family member has experienced addiction to alcohol or drugs. That also includes homelessness due to addiction or overdoses that result in hospitalization or death. Of that 66%, more than 3/4 said addiction has affected their family relationships in some way. More than half said their family's financial situation became an issue. I'm Ryan Daniels.
California's Central Coast should be in for a nighttime show tonight thanks to another SpaceX rocket launch. The launch from Vandenberg in Lompoc, California is scheduled for just after midnight. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, and then there were four criminal indictments. Criminal cases, because you've got over 100 indictments. What do we have to do, about 140 or something now against Donald Trump? He's become their favorite pinata. Yes, he has, while interfering with the electoral process. Oh, yeah, by the way, should that be a problem? Well, the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, you know, just watching the circus. I mean, this is the most apt description. It is a circus on one hand, but all the people, I mean, they're loading it up with all kinds of clowns and everything. I mean, all we need is elephants and lions, oh my. This is unbelievable, Rick. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, stop. I mean, there's nobody. I mean, the Supreme Court, nobody can come in and say, you guys are idiots. What are you doing? You are absolutely obliterating the rule of law, and you're going to want this to happen to your guy? You know, this could be nuts, Rick. We're going to be in the middle of an election campaign. You're going to have Biden, likely. I mean, he's going to be impeached, and depending on what happens there, I mean, the chances of him actually being convicted is another story, because the Democrats know how to circle wagons, and they're going to protect them regardless of how much evidence, which is amazing to me. There's nonstop parade of evidence, but they say, well, where's the crime? Jeez.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. But in terms of his latest set of indictments, essentially what Donald Trump and a whole bunch of other people are being indicted for is getting legal advice. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of people are being indicted for giving legal advice. That's what a lot of those attorneys are being indicted for, giving legal advice. Last time I checked,
for having an opinion.
The law.
You and I could be arrested for having an opinion now, Rick. That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, you have one person who is indicted who is essentially one of the top political influencers of the governor of Georgia. It's really shot across his bow to stay silent. You have a bail bondsman being indicted. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that was preemptive in the event that, you know, they actually do arrest Donald Trump and he wants to get bail, trying to prevent anybody from giving him bail. Is that
crazy? I mean, and in Mar-a-Lago, what do you got? The weed whacker? He's under indictment.
Yeah, the insanity just keeps mounting, and if there's good news out of it is the more desperate, more insane things they do, the more people are sitting there saying, "You guys are nuts."
Yeah,
and the honest people on the left, and there are some, are finding it harder and harder and harder to not see the obvious here that this is against everything they once believed in related to the justice system and how it should be and it's essentially their one.
Well, they know it's going to come back on them, Rick. It always does, right?
I mean, well, you know, the only way you go to this extreme is if you don't believe you'll ever lose again.
Right. Well, hey, it's full speed ahead. They're not holding back here. And this is why the counter push from conservatives and people who believe in the rule of law have really got to come around, Trump, even though, I mean, you know, Jonathan Turley or others, you know, that aren't necessarily Trump and didn't vote for Trump. They see this as egregious. And, they are against these actions that are being done that are having, you know, such ramifications to this constitutional republic.
Yeah, it's honest people are seeing the problem, and whether and there's a lot of people who are conservative who, you know, don't like Trump's style. They don't like the way he talks about things. They would prefer to have somebody who has a little less New York in them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if he goes down for what's going on, nobody on this planet is safe.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you ask these same people, you go, do you have confidence in the government? No. What do you think should happen? We should clean it up. Okay, so of all the people, of all the candidates, Democrat and Republic, who do you think will clean it up? Donald Trump. But I don't like him. I don't want to vote for him. So the solution that stands before your very eyes, because you're emotionally involved in this, and, you know, whether it's his New York style or whatever, you know, forget the fact that, hey, look, at we just want to win. All right. We want to win Super Bowls here. And we got a guy who wins Super Bowls. So, nope, let's not use him. We'll use some other Kamoki because we like him, you know. And, okay, but we're not going to win any Super Bowls.
If the way to actually move ahead, if you are a candidate who's running for the presidential nomination for the Republican Party, is to take the tack that David Ramaswamy's taken. Mm-hmm. You say, be upfront. If elected, I will pardon Donald Trump. It's garbage. And we will take out the people who are doing this. Mm-hmm. And then talk about policy. It's the only answer that can be given for anybody who is honestly looking at this and seeing the danger of what's occurring. And then you have the other way of going about it, and that is you could be Mike Pence. And you could sit there all the time sitting and nodding your head and saying, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. But once you get to once all the indictments start going, you say, gee, I think the indictment's a pretty good idea. I'm sorry, but he's selling t-shirts, based on something, words that came out of the indictment on his website. He's profiteering off of Donald Trump's indictment. And the problem for me is, out of all the people in the Trump administration, the only person I actually got a word with was Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. And so my out of anybody on a one-on-one basis out of the whole Trump administration is the one guy whose picture I have to turn around and not, I basically have to throw in the trash. Kind of irritates me, but mm-hmm. that's the way it goes sometimes. That's less irony.
Well, you know, and that's what happens through experience. It defines preference. It defines character. And the thing is that here's this guy, this young candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, and this guy has more gravitas than most of the others on stage there. And you're exactly right. I mean, basically, the others kind of, including Chris Christie, which drives me nuts, they're echoing things of what they would do, you know, which is basically what Donald Trump did. So why should we have you who on a theory, and we're not even sure who all you're connected to, that, you know, to your point, like with Mike Pence, that could compromise the final, you know, the bottom line of a policy, as opposed to having the real thing in Donald Trump, who's done it before. As Dick Morris says, he did it before and he can do it again. So it's within his capacity, clearly. As plus, on top of that, with all the knowledge that he has, so as Vivek says, hey, I'll make Donald Trump a counselor so he can tell me where the bodies are, right?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry celebrates its 77th birthday, I often wonder what it must have been like to experience Reverend Charlie Byers' first broadcasts back in 1946 when Chambersburg got its own radio station. The excitement people in Chambersburg experienced when they heard the Gospel Tide Hour on air 77 years ago is mirrored and magnified today as people around the globe find joy and hope when they hear of salvation through Christ in their own language, many for the first time. Over the years, the Tide Ministry has introduced millions around the world to the life-saving truth of the gospel, and we're determined to continue this important outreach for another 7 decades or until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Okay, so much to discern here, and I want everybody to take a breath a little bit here. You know, Rick, there's this allegory that I came across that I think makes a lot of sense, interesting, and we can kind of associate this in how we talk with people who think differently than we do. I try not to engage. I mean, obviously, I do this for a living, and, you know, I have a lot of information going through my mind, and I run into people, you know, that are very liberal. They hate Trump, and I can tell right away. And I just, you know, I just let it go. I don't engage them. And there was this allegory I ran across here the other day. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there was this this donkey gets in an argument with a tiger over the color of the grass. The donkey insists it's blue. The tiger says, "No, it's green, you idiot. What are you talking about? Nope, it's blue." You know, this goes on and on. Finally, they say, "Okay, we're going to go to the lion, and he'll adjudicate this deal." So they go to the lion, and they say, "Okay, here's the story." Tiger says, "You know, this knucklehead says it's blue, and he insists it's blue. Everybody knows it's green. And what do you say?" And the lion says, "The donkey's right. It's blue." And to the surprise of the tiger, he goes, "What the?" You know, and he goes. And so the donkey's kicking up his heels and he's leaving because he's won the case and off and rolling. And the lion renders judgment to the tiger for bringing the case to the lion. He says, "For, you know, your offense and your punishment, you're going to have 5 years of silence." 5 years of what? Everybody knows it's green. 5 years of silence. Okay, so he accepts his punishment. And as before he leaves, he says, "Let me ask you something. Everybody knows the grass is green. Why am I being punished?" He says, "Of course the grass is green." He says, "You're being punished, first of all, because you engaged this knucklehead and you wasted your time, and then you bring the case to me and want to waste my time. So 5 years of silence for you." And I thought, wow, that's a pertinent allegory for what's going on out there, is that we get caught up in dealing with fools that want to remain foolish. Leave them alone. I mean, you know, we have a remedy. It's called the ballot box. Now, I understand that it's precarious and people have their doubts about free, fair, and transparent elections. Understood. 100%. But we need to come into this next election cycle of 2024 all the wiser and more vigilant about it. Make sure that we register to vote. Make sure we get out to vote. Make sure our eyes are open. And that whatever we can do, whatever role we can have in ensuring a free, fair, and transparent election, we've got to do this. So I only share that allegory, Rick, because I see a lot of my friends, you know, getting really revved up and emotional and caught up in the foolishness of those on the left. And look at, they hate Trump. We're not going to convince. That's fine. You know, I can only hope and pray that there's enough of us on the right that can, you know, allow a free, fair, and transparent election by God's grace and mercy, that we can get this country back on track. And we don't know. I mean, it could be Trump. It may not be Trump. I mean, they may have kneecapped him so badly. I mean, his legal bills are, what, over $60 million? And counting. And you got to support people that are saying, "Hey, you know, we don't want to keep sending him money because we're paying for his legal." Look at you, knuckleheads. If not Trump, then who? You know, are you going to bow to this manipulation and prosecutorial malfeasance that's being executed and the obliteration of our Constitution? Because, you know, Jack Smith and Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden, give me a break. Joe Biden's going to cripple this Democratic Republic near single-handedly. I mean, that's an insult, I think. For somebody who has lied three ways to Sunday, you know, he lies about his career. He lies about his experience. I mean, he is so devoid of the truth. It's unbelievable. And then what really galled me here recently, because my daughter lives in Maui, so this has become a very personal issue. By the way, she just barely escaped, Rick.
Wow.
Barely escaped. She lives in Lahaina. And the ironic thing is her neighbor's homes were burnt down. Hers is still standing by the grace of God.
Okay? Wow.
And she literally, and the boys and her husband were up in the Pili, about 15 miles away. They were okay. But she was there. You know, she goes, "Dad, I'm going down front." And I said, "How did you get out of there?" Because I knew the arteries were closed off. And the only one that was open was Front Street. If you're familiar with it, it's a two-lane road. And so it's bumper to bumper. It took her 2 hours, Rick, to drive 2 miles. And meanwhile, you got fire coming down the hill into the valley of Lahaina at... what was it, a mile a minute?
Yeah.
So,
just, wow.
So, so Joe Biden, they asked Joe Biden, do you have anything to say about Maui? He goes, "No comment."
No,
I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. I want to talk about. Let me circle back. I want to talk about this specific thing, but let me just give a little bit of hope on the voter piece of it. There's a poll that came out a couple of days ago, and we normally kind of look at them askance, but this one was, I thought it was pretty interesting, and it was a poll of people who were not registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump has a 20% advantage with people who are not registered to vote. So when you sit there and you say, you know, when you talk about voter registration, it is, yes, a lot of times doing voter registration, you feel like you're registering everybody who's, you know, basically registering people off college campuses and stuff. But the fact is, it is worthwhile to sit there and ask people, you know, if you're not registered to vote, I can register you. If
just go work your your neighborhood, right? Like, knock door to door. Go meet your neighbor. You don't care. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican. Here, register.
It's right. I prefer to do it a little more targeted, but yeah. There's a 60-40 chance that the person that you're going to register to vote is going to be a Donald Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, take the chance. We have to engage Americans who have given up, who've turned off and said, it's not, I don't believe the system works. If we can, we have to engage those Americans to reconnect and recommit and take one more shot at making this happen. And if we do, the way to beat people who have, you know, a system is by turning the chessboard over and saying, we're not playing that game. We're now playing something else, and we're changing the chessboard. So
we've got to be strategic.
The registration piece is really important. Now, in terms of Maui, I cannot figure out for the life of me how Biden has been so completely and totally disengaged and uncaring. I mean, it's almost like he lit the fire himself, and he's afraid he's going to get blamed.
Yeah,
and you know, we know that didn't happen, and we know that there's we're not quite sure how the fire did start, but what we know is that a confluence of events happened, and a lot of people lost their lives, and a lot of people are hurting, and it is astonishing that the president of the United States apparently doesn't realize that Hawaii is a state. Because he doesn't seem to have, he doesn't care at all. I mean, I don't know how.
Rick,
I don't know
how he didn't care about Afghanistan. He didn't care about his seventh granddaughter. He hasn't cared about what's happened with the economy. He's not caring whatsoever about all the sex trafficking that's coming from the southern border. He doesn't care about the people who are dying every day from fentanyl overdose because of his border policies. He doesn't care about the lack of our national security. He doesn't care that a Supreme Court justice has somebody driving cross-country with a gun and zip ties in order to kill him and torment his family. I mean, stop me and help me think, when and where do you see that this man has ever cared?
Good point. I just think it's really easy to answer. It's a real tragedy and not say, as opposed to saying no comment. No comment.
Yeah,
how do you not have a comment?
How difficult is that? But that's like the same thing, you know, people have commented, you know, who, you know, coming back from the war and they've lost a limb, and Biden comes in and he goes to shake their hand and their right hand's missing. It's like, really? You can't figure that out, Joe Biden? And this is unbelievable. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. The death toll from wildfires in Hawaii has hit triple digits. Governor Josh Green said at least 101 people have been killed. Only a handful of those known dead have been identified, with investigators gathering DNA profiles of more than a dozen people. Green added that over 1,000 first responders from around the world are helping out. Estimates show the economic cost to Maui from the wildfires could approach $7 billion. Keyes Deputy Defense Minister says Ukrainian forces have recaptured the village of Yurozhane from Russian troops in the southeast and dug in on its outskirts. The village in the Donetsk region is part of a cluster of small rural settlements that Ukraine has declared liberated since early June, when it started a push against Russian troops who control areas of the south and east. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Smith and those on the left would want you to believe that Trump's counselors, his inner circle, were just a bunch of idiots, right? They didn't know what they were doing. But yet, when you look at the 4 years of the Trump administration, look what they did. Energy independence, unemployment, lowest of all time in the modern era. Across the board, all color, race, creed, doing much better under the policies that Trump had enacted, minor inflation, very manageable GDP. I believe the GDP would have been a lot higher had we had a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, but oh no, had the resistance going on. But even still, remember, he far and exceeded what Barack Obama had said when Donald Trump said that he thought we could end up with, 3%, 4%, maybe even 5% GDP. And Barack Obama mocked it. what does that idiot know? Well, you see, this is the thing. And it's that same kind of attitude about the people surrounding Donald Trump, giving him some advice and counsel, opinions about what had happened with the 2020 election. This could have been, Jenny Beth Martin, I got to bring you on here right now. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots. Good morning, Jenny Beth.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Jenny Beth, put yourself in the room there with Donald Trump. You see all this discrepancy going on in the 2020 election, ballot stuffing, the surging of what, from 500 Democratic attorneys led by Mark Elias, changing rules on the fly, a coordinated effort to shut down six swing state, critical swing state voting operations that they all close at the same time. You've got, about 1,000 sworn affidavits at the risk of being put into jail if they lied, from everyday citizens that said, look at what we saw, what we observed during this election was very spurious and suspicious at the least. So the mounting evidence was that there was corruption in the 2020 election. And Trump's inner circle is saying, hey, I think you should exercise, you know, there's remedy here. There's potential. Yes, it's on the edges because this has never happened before. We've never had such mass fraud before, you know, but hey, there's some possibility here. Here's my opinion. And then Jenny Beth, I think most of us would have looked at it and said, you know, we might have said, hey, let's pursue the remedy. Not that we were doing it out of criminality, but because we're looking at it because we've got millions of people who voted for us, 10 million more than the previous election, that are saying, wait a minute, this stinks to high heaven. This doesn't make sense. How somebody who is, he's got a lid over his campaign, he's in the basement conducting a campaign, and somehow he comes up with 82 million votes. I mean, this is just mathematically impossible. But yet we're told you can't argue that. And so for arguing it and having an opinion, now, Jenny Beth, you and I are in jail. And we're indicted.
That's correct. It isn't just that you cannot argue it. It is that if you do argue it, you are violating the law. What law? Not an election law. RICO. Whatever. You know, they'll just find charges, find some law and twist it to make it apply to you. In that list of everything that you mentioned in Georgia, specifically on top of everything else you mentioned, for the first time ever in the history of Georgia, the taxpayers wound up paying for an absentee ballot application to be mailed to every single voter registered in Georgia. Some of those registrations were sent beyond Georgia to places where people may have been living outside of Georgia. They implemented drop boxes, which had never been done before in the history of Georgia absentee ballots. Previously, you had to mail your ballot or return it to the election office. Mm-hmm. And those two things are very, very big. And then you said something about it being on the edges. I worked on a campaign in 2004. I volunteered for a campaign of a very dear friend of mine. She won the election. It was a primary runoff election. She won by 4 votes.
Whoa.
And her opponent challenged the election and found a dozen, maybe 2 dozen people who had odd problems, irregular problems happening when they went to vote. The election was overturned and they had to do a new election. That is what happens in Georgia. When you challenge an election and you can find a specific number of votes that is equal to or greater than the margin of vote difference due to fraud, misconduct, or irregularities, then the remedy is to redo the election. What President Trump did, he filed a lawsuit claiming that there was fraud, misconduct, or irregularities, which is part of Georgia law OCGA 21-2-522. He filed that lawsuit. The electors, the alternate electors, the Republican electors, met after that lawsuit had been filed while they were awaiting a judge to hear the case. And there were all sorts of shenanigans involving the judge. The judge was supposed to be assigned immediately according to state law. And then, it says shall be done immediately. And in my mind, immediately means right away.
Maybe
24, 48 hours if you're dealing with a business, but not a couple of weeks later, still no judge. So they met and they voted, and they had to do that because if they didn't do it and it went before a judge, the judge may say, well, the electors already voted, so the case is moot. So they were trying to preserve the viability of that case. Bill, that case finally got a judge assigned to it on January 4th of 2021 in complete violation of the state law. It should have been done much earlier. The entire case should have been over by January 4th. Mm-hmm. That judge on January 4th set a trial date or a hearing date for Friday, January the 8th. And on January 6th, going into the morning and afternoon of January 6th, there was still a court date set for Friday, January 8th. Later that day, I believe that Trump withdrew the suit or something, so it never went on before the judge once Congress voted. But there was a viable case in Georgia, and to file criminal charges when a viable case was going on until Congress voted is absurd. It's an abuse of power. It's the worst abuse of power in Georgia I've seen in my lifetime.
Well, even, you know, let's take a look at what happened in Congress. How many people in the legislative branch, senators and congressmen, you know, fought for, we need to do some investigation. If I remember correctly, it was less than two dozen that were trying to, you know, process these discrepancies as the vote was being certified, because you couldn't certify the vote legitimately if there were flaws there. And this was being, you know, brought up, unfortunately, let's call them, for lack of a better word, just say the riots, when that occurred, all of a sudden it negated any contest that Ted Cruz and others had that were bringing to bear for consideration before the House and Senate, before they could make the determination. And then at that point, it just became an emotional knee-jerk reaction. Everybody got on the bandwagon. It's Trump's fault. We hate Trump. There's no way that we can do this, and forget it. You know, and there we are. And here we are, stuck 2.5 years later with this leadership that we have right now, right?
That's correct. And this leadership is implementing and acting as if there is a two-tiered system of justice. So we see all of the indictments against Trump, one after another, after another, after another. And yet we have learned that Joe Biden profited off of his public office, that he allegedly took bribe money, and to the tune of a payment of $5 million. We're not talking about pennies here. We're talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah, they're saying anywhere from 50 to 100 million right now is what they're estimating, Jenny Beth. So, yes, the five between Hunter and his dad, that we do know. But, you know, like I've been saying, insisting on, there's no way Joe Biden's going to do this for $5 or $10 million. He's been doing this for a long time. That, to me, $10 million is chump change in his realm. 15 seconds left. Go ahead, wrap it up.
He's completely compromised. We need people to go and take action and call for an impeachment inquiry, which they can do at teapartypatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day. Godspeed.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Hope you're having a great day. We've got Chris Chmielewski with us. He is the Numbers USA VP. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Joe Biden increases alien releases as Title VIII policies crumble. Explain to our audience what our president is up to now, because he swears he's taking care of the border, that all is under full control in Mayorkas. I mean, you know, it's almost like the Dumb and Dumber crew, you know?
Really?
With all due respect. Yeah. I mean, that's terrible to say about a president of the United States, but, I mean, this is just absolute stupidity with the danger they're putting us in. And the thing is that we're all the more stupid in going along and allowing him to do this.
Yeah, that's really the big point to drive home here is that both Congress and for now the media and the American people seem to be just somewhat ignoring the issue. But you know, we haven't seen by Biden administration standards, I guess you could say that June was a good month. They only had 211,000 encounters as compared to the 270,000 to 300,000 that they had in previous months.
Yeah, but that was going to happen because of summer, Chris, like you and I talked about.
Right.
It always falls off because it's so picking hot out there. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So you did see a temporary dip. Biden administration, of course, said it was due to their policies, but we haven't seen official July numbers yet, but the reports are that the numbers picked back up again. So what did the Biden administration do? Instead of constructing temporary detention centers to handle the new surge of people coming in, like the Obama administration did, like the Trump administration did, they just told Border Patrol, let's just start releasing people from detention. When the order came out a couple of days ago, they had 20,000 people in detention. They've already released about 2,000 or 3,000 people into American communities, and they plan on releasing more. And you know, and these are all people that are subject to quote unquote Title VIII, which means that they can be removed immediately from the country. So even though the administration says that they weren't going to allow these people in, actually what they're going to do is they're going to end up catching them and releasing them into the U.S. just like they were before.
And the thing is, Chris, what people need to understand is there's nuance here. There's a reason that they're releasing this, and then Biden goes around and touts numbers that are manufactured. I mean, it's the same thing that happened with the Obama administration, right? I mean, it's almost like every number that they first gave you, the second number came with an asterisk, that there had to be an adjustment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is what these guys do. You know, it's not that the figures lie, it's the liars that figure, right? That's
right.
That's kind of, we're back to that axiom.
Yeah, you know, so again, they said that the border crisis was winding down. They had a handle on it back in June when those numbers.
What did they think? They emptied all the people from all the countries and the triangle and everything. Everybody, I mean, they're down to five or six people
left in
Guatemala or something. You know, everybody else has come down.
Right,
yeah,
but as we've discussed on your show, they're coming from all over the world. They're not just coming from
162 different countries, and now we've got a surge coming, as you reported last time, Chris, from communist China.
Right, they're staging them on fake construction projects on the Bahamas to start getting them closer and closer to the southern border. So, you know, the Biden administration says, "Oh, we've created all these legal processes," but you know, we've still had in June we still had 100,000 border apprehensions, which is more than double what we usually see around that time of year. The early reports, as I mentioned, from even the mainstream media sources, are saying that there was at least a 30% increase in apprehensions over the month of July. So we're returning back, potentially, back to the peaks that we saw this spring. And, you know, even though the Biden administration said, oh, we're creating all these new pathways for people to come through and we've got a grip on the border crisis.
They don't even have a grip on the on the wristbands of these people.
Right.
You know,
right.
They have no idea who's coming. They haven't vetted these people. I mean, what I'm hearing, Chris, and I think what you said before, if I remember, is that a lot of these are coming, these are young people. I mean, these are single men. There's not, you know, a bunch of families that look like they're in dire stress. I mean, these are, you know, if you might say, fighting age men that could be problematic, especially if they're tied to the cartels. And I don't know anybody coming across the border that is not beholden to any cartel. Do you?
No. And, you know, this isn't just you and I saying this. Robert Kennedy Jr., the Democratic challenger to Biden for the Democratic nomination, is saying this because he's been down to the border and actually seen what's happening, unlike many of the higher-ups within the Biden administration. So, but, you know, what do you think is going to happen when word starts spreading that, oh, they're starting to release people from detention centers into the interior of the United States?
Come on down. Exactly. It's like another whistle call, like what happened, during the 2020 campaign, when every Democratic candidate said that they were going to open the gates, right? Come on in. We got free health care. We got free school. We got everything, government cheese, whatever you need. We got it for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. And then, of course, what did they tell the border officials when they came? They said, well, you know, Joe Biden invited us, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about that, Chris. Think about it, that they are saying with consistency, and nobody's pushing back, Joe Biden's not, wait a minute, I didn't invite them, what are they doing? You know, I didn't do that. No.
And
of course, the knuckleheads of the mainstream media, do they report on that? Oh, no. No, we're just going to go. And here we are, we're getting overwhelmed with all this. And the people that are supposed to help us, and God bless the Border Patrol. Oh, my God, Chris, what a job. I mean, this is just an impossible situation for these poor people that are put in harm's way because of, a different agenda. And let's put it that I'm not even saying they're incompetent, because they are doing exactly what they want to do. I think what's fair to say is they're lying to the American people. They're flat-out lying to the American people. Right.
Yeah.
They're competent for the incompetence in the, that they're doing, but it's on purpose, right? And meanwhile, they're telling us, and we just want to believe them. I don't know what the heck are they just, it's just, I guess, I guess what's happening, Chris, is the American voter and at large is just kind of numb. We're just numb over the incompetency and the violation of law that's taking place by an administration. I mean, the rank corruption. It's like, oh, my God, tell me I'm having a bad dream here. And then I'm going to wake up and realize, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, my God, okay, it was just a bad dream. But no, yeah, I mean, you wake up and it's the same thing, right?
Right. No, I wish I could. But, you know, we've experienced this in pretty much every area of immigration over recent years. People are so overwhelmed by these numbers that they just can't comprehend them anymore. I mean, we try to explain it in practical terms with what's happening with a border search. We're talking about entire new cities being
exactly
to the United States, and they're all here illegally just to try to give some concept of how large these numbers are that are coming in. But I think, as you said, the American people are just so overwhelmed, and part of it is because of the song and dance the administration does and the way that they cloud how they report things. And then, of course, they get an assist from many in the mainstream media that the American people just fully don't understand what's happening down there. And I don't encourage them to go down and witness it firsthand because it's too dangerous. But, you know, just read some of the news reports. El Paso is now under a state.
Well, you know what, Chris?
The streets.
They don't have to go down because it's coming to them.
Yeah, that's
what's happening. And when more of that happens to where it becomes undeniable, and then it's going to be so late. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. As Maria Espinosa, you know, has reported that we have lost a citizen in every state of the union. And guess what? You got all these illegals going on. Now, think about this, okay? You know, it's like a war. It's like what happened with Russia and Ukraine. You saw what was happening. There was a supply chain. There were components that were all coming to the border that said, hey, they're going to war. Of course, Joe Biden and the rest of these knuckleheads said, oh, no, they're just bivouacking. They're just having fun, you know, playing, you know, Indians and whatever, if you can play that anymore. I don't even know if that's kosher. But anyway, you know, it was anything but war. But anybody that knew about war says, no, hey, they're mounting up. Well, you got the same thing happening right now, but the people, it's not being reported to them because the infrastructure of the cartels goes well into the interior of the United States, all but maybe eight states is what I believe right now, okay?
Right.
So that infrastructure is supporting all these illegal migrants to do their bidding, whether it has to do with sex trafficking, the trafficking of drugs, every form of evil that brings the cartels more money. Like what you reported last year, what, $13 billion of windfall profit for them? They love Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden's on the Christmas card list.
Maybe a stock shareholder. Who knows? But,
hey.
Yeah, it, everywhere. I mean, reports in Michigan of child labor that's certainly orchestrated by the cartels, every state. You're right.
You see, and the point is, people need to understand, it's all to support the nefarious intent of the cartels operating with them. And we're just sitting there, right before our eyes, watching this formation taking place that's going to ruin the cities and ruin the interior of the United States of America. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Unfortunately, right. Yes.
Chris, how can people be in touch? I mean, we've got to activate the citizenry. We've got to push back before it's too late, if it's not already.
Well, they can visit us at numbers.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.